Once Upon a Time, a Critical Role fanfic, written by IDK I'm Out of Ideas, and read by Shakespeare Stolmajor L.
and Wilfriede 0815.
Summary: a collection of fairy tales based on the Ring of Brass.
Once upon a time, there was a dragon, a family, a pair of knights, a fae, a mage, a man. Once upon a time, there was a dragon. He was the last of his kind. All of his brethren had fled, believing the hoards of gold and jewels to be more important than the people they were supposed to protect. This dragon was different. He knew that all the gold in the world could not save them if they did not use it. What good was it stashed away in a cave? Instead, this dragon turned to the people, and they became his hoard instead. He protected them with the ferocity of any dragon protecting their hoard. He protected them because he knew they were more valuable than any treasure. His brethren turned their backs on him, unable to understand why he relinquished his gold for something as trivial as life. But life is never trivial. It is the most important treasure we have.
Once upon a time, there was a family. Some might have called them the most powerful family in the world. They certainly were smart and always hungry for more knowledge. They collected information and secrets like dragons collecting treasure, refusing to share any of it, believing only they could be trusted to keep the secrets of the world safe. After all, who knows what people might do if they had the whole picture? Who knows what people might do if they only had a piece? They clung tightly to their knowledge, but it could not save them. What use is information if it is not shared? In the end, they realized they could not keep it all for themselves, for when they died, all their knowledge would die with them. They shared their knowledge with the world and hoped that they hadn't ruined it by waiting too long.
Once upon a time, there were a pair of knights. These knights were the bravest men in the world, strong, courageous, willing to face danger so that no one else would have to. At the heart of their strength was their love for each other. It made them stronger, more willing to fight. Nothing could separate them, as they would always fight to return to each other. These knights loved each other, but they also loved the world. Their compassion knew no bounds. They would get pushed down and would turn back to help those who pushed them. Their shared compassion was what brought them together in the first place, the belief that everyone should be protected, the belief that everyone could be redeemed.
Once upon a time, there was a fae. He was charming, clever, curious, like all fae are. He came to our world in search of secrets, not to keep them, but to share them. Instead, he found love. The land of the fae are strange, resplendent, beautiful. It's hard to imagine why someone would choose the mortal world over all of that. But this fae fell in love not because of beauty, though the mortal he fell for certainly was beautiful. He fell in love with her mind. She was sharp, bright, curious, always wanting to push the boundaries of what was possible. He fell in love with her courage, her determination, her unwavering conviction, even though, in the end, that was what doomed them all. Still, he never left her side. All the beauty in the world could not pry him away from her. He chose dying in the mortal world over an eternity in the Fae because he could not bear to leave his love side.
Once upon a time, there was a mage, the smartest mage the world had ever known. She saw not only what was present, but what could be possible if they tried. She never settled for anything less than perfect. It had to be perfect. She wanted so much, but in the end, her dreams were too big and her life too short. She always looked at what could be accomplished, never stopping to think if she should. The endless possibilities she saw blinded her to the truth for too long. And when she finally saw past them and realized what happened, it was too late. Still, she tried to fix it. She was the smartest mage the world had ever known. She created this mess. She could get them out of it. She couldn't save everyone, but she could save some, and that was enough.
Once upon a time, there was a man, a mortal man who lived in a city of mages, yet with no magic himself. Who needed magic when he had the sharpest eye in the world? This man looked down on the world around him, keeping an eye out over the people he protected. Nothing ever escaped his notice. And yet, for all he kept watch below him, he never thought to look up. There was nothing up there except the wild dreams of mages that could never come to fruition, ideas and aspirations that he'd crumble 1,000 times before. He didn't bother with what he couldn't control, but sometimes he needed to look up in order to prepare for what might come.
Once upon a time, there was a group of friends.
Disparate pieces smashed together by chance and circumstance.
Each with knowledge and expertise in different areas, they worked together to build something beautiful.
They sat and talked and laughed and still managed to get work done.
But they kept secrets from each other, and that tore them apart.
They scattered, and for a moment all hope was lost.
No longer able to trust or rely on each other, they didn't know what to do, and so they ran.
But they returned. They had to.
They had one more job to do, and now there were no more secrets holding them back.
In the end, the secrets exacted their price, and every one of them paid.
After all, your legacy is not the secrets you keep, it's the secrets you tell.
The end.
Cool. I forgot how good it is.
I really like fairy tale things.
It's very fun.
And like the lyrical structure.
Yeah. And you truly did not need to know anything about the story. Right? Yeah.